Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois, who lives in Aurora. Her preaching today is entitled, Peace for All.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says he who is high and exalted, living eternally, whose name is the Holy One. On high I dwell, and in holiness, and with the crushed and dejected in spirit. To revive the spirits of the dejected, to revive the hearts of the crushed. I will not accuse forever, nor always be angry, for their spirits would faint before me, the souls that I have made. Because of their wicked avarice, I was angry and struck them, hiding myself in wrath, as they went their own rebellious way. I saw their ways, but I will heal them and lead them. I will give full comfort to them and to those who mourn for them. I, the Creator, who gave them life. Peace, peace to the far and the near, says the Lord. And I will heal them. The word of the Lord. From among the options of readings for this day, I chose Isaiah because it was more challenging. And the more I read it, the more I see the world of today in this Old Testament passage. Isaiah raises up our awareness to the Holy One, our high and exalted God, the God who is known not as a God made man, but the God on high. We feel the depths of feeling and the truth of real life, both for the Hebrew people and for us today, crushed and dejected in spirit, wicked with avarice, rebellious in our ways. Look at all of this, God says, and yet, God's love is for their healing. Quote, but I will heal them and lead them. I will give full comfort. On this day of celebration, you would have to be living under a rock not to realize that we have such wickedness and avarice and rebellion and anger everywhere we look. No one can claim being totally free from at least some of this darkness. And this is all mixed up with the realization that our country is blessed with independence and freedom, yet colored with a history and a current reality that many still suffer and have suffered from a lack of freedom and independence. Another quote, peace, peace to the far and the near, says the Lord, and I will heal them. Healing, such a gift, be it psychological, mental, physical, or of memories. We all wish for it. We all need it, and our God on high is eager to dish it out. It makes me think of that moment when the skinned knee is healing and it is time to whip off the little bandage. Didn't you always do it quick so as not to feel the sting so much? Is that what our God wants us to feel? A bit of a sting, but not a lot. We welcome the healing, and yet it brings the sting of responsibility to do more, as much as we can, to honor our life in a strengthened way. More than that, God wishes us peace, peace to the far and the near. Happy 4th of July. Celebrate by offering some outpouring of the peace that you are able to give in your little corner of the world. Welcome the peace that another, the face of God, offers to you. Take it. Enjoy the abundance of it. Then you will have enough to share. Peace to the far and the near.